Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. David in Illinois has joined us. I just wanted to mention a little bit more about this Bofang radio that David and I were talking about. So, the Bofang UV-5R UHF and VHF dual band two-way radio. That's a ham walkie-talkie. It's 5 watts, $19. I just looked it up on eBay. They're still advertising them. $19.99 each shipped. And if you're not in the state they're shipped from, they're tax-free. So $19.99. And they're not going to last forever. If you drop them, it's not a good thing for them. They don't like that. But we've had some for years, and they work fairly well. But if you want to get yours before you can't get them anymore, that's where you can get them. You can also get them on Amazon. And according to what I read, and do your own research, don't believe anything I've said, they are not illegal to own, and they're not illegal to operate. They are just illegal to advertise and sell. So if you're not selling them, and if you're not advertising them, looks like you're in the clear, based on my research. So I just wanted to share that. Any comments about that, David?
I have a little. I mean, yes, to own them and operate them is fine. Now there was discussions in the past when they found out about the wattage capabilities of what if they are actually going to take them because of the increased wattage. I don't think that. What are they going to do? Take them away from everybody? I mean, really?
Okay, well, if you try this, you can go to ebay.com, and you can type in Bofang. Now, they make all kinds of models, not just the one I've been talking about, and David and I have been talking about, the UV-5R. They make a lot of different models. But if you type in just Bofang, B-A-O-F-E-N-G, on eBay, the first search result that eBay presents you with says 10,000 plus sold. It says that. Now, maybe that's true. It probably is true. Now, here's another guy who has, this guy wants $21.99. Same. Now, he is selling the UV-82. I don't know what the difference is without checking it, but he sold $5,145. Another guy is selling the UV-5R, the one that I've been suggesting you consider. He sold $972. So they are selling. Here's another guy that sold them, $2,800 sold. So I believe the numbers are probably right. If I had a choice, I really like this yellow-looking one that they have. I mean, from an aesthetic appearance, it looks kind of neat. But I just wanted to share with you that if you want to have communications, and if you look at Survivors, the 1970s series from BBC, or if you look at Jericho, which we've recommended as well. Or if you look at The Walking Dead, which we've recommended as well, all homework assignments, that if you want to survive, you really need to watch these so you can see what could happen to you. Frankly speaking, they all had the same series of problems. And one of the big problems was communications.
Now, a comment really quick. A lot of us think we factor in what we're going to purchase or have and whether it's legal and the legalities. But what we're forgetting is, in a crisis situation, that's out the window. That's not a bearing on the situation at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Bofang is a ham radio. And I absolutely positively recommend that you consider getting a ham radio license. I have one. And the reason I have one is because I think it is critical that you learn the operation and the technology, and you learn about radio waves, propagations, frequencies, effective radiated power, standing wave ratio, all kinds of things that you need to know to effectively use these radios. And I don't think that most people will learn that without having a goal of getting their license. And when I was growing up, I got a CB radio license, citizen's band, because back then you need to have one to legally transmit. And here's what happened. Citizen's band radio went license free. When I had a license to use my citizen's band radio, my base station, 5 watts input, 4 watts output, antenna on the roof. I learned about the technology in the 1960s as a young child. It was something I wanted to learn how to do. Well, when it became license free, the radio waves became just one long F word with commas between the F words. It was outrageous, the lack of civility that took over citizens band radio. You never, ever heard ham radio operators who were licensed or citizens band radio operators who were licensed use the profanity that took over the airwaves. David, would you agree with that?
Yes, and isn't that kind of one of the reasons why they keep pushing for some of these licenses, like on family bands? Just so they can kind of, like, you know, get more, you know, control the, you know, language and have people be more mature on them.
Yeah, there is, when someone uses profanity, I subtract about 10 to 20% from their IQ, just mentally. I go, you know, that guy can't really, he can't explain what he's trying to say without four-letter words, like 3 times per sentence. I was at Lowe's a couple days ago just buying 2 pieces of lumber. The guy in front of me used the F word. I don't even know this guy. First sentence out of his mouth, F word. Second sentence, F word. Third sentence, F word. It's become common. And I don't mean common in the good way. I mean common like in trash is common. It bothers me. The lowering of the standards. You know, there's a middle-aged woman as a cashier, and this middle-aged guy, had no problem swearing for everyone around him to hear. Now, do you think that everybody said, no, there's some, I'd love to be just like that guy. You know, I wish I had his intellect. I wish I had his morals. I don't think so. I think people do what I do. They subtract 10 to 20% from the IQ, say to themselves, that's what this guy really is. He's like below average. But it's getting worse. So I have no problem having a ham radio license. I'm not crazy about government regulations, but, you know, plumbing code, electrical code, civility, it's all kind of nice. And I have never met a ham radio operator that wasn't a nice person. I have not met one yet. Would you say that that's probably accurate, David, or would you disagree?
No, I agree with you. They're very friendly, you know, and they will offer to help. You know, I've listened to them for quite a while when I got nothing to do. They're nice people.
Yeah. I wanted to share something with our class that's kind of a new phenomenon that that I happened to see because I was spackling and painting a room in our house, a bedroom. And this is kind of an interesting thing. So in 2008, and I know it was 2008, because the label on the can says 2008, Mrs. Finelli and I decided that we were going to get a specific color for most of our house, inside paint. It's kind of a tan. It kind of goes with everything. You could call it eggshell. You could call it off-white. And the idea was, instead of having a different color in each room, which some people really think is nice, we think that white goes with pretty much everything. And we could use what's left over for the next room as we paint it. And if we need more, we get more and use what's left over for the next room. So instead of having a leftover gallon of, you know, all these different colors, we don't have so much waste. So we had three cans left to paint the master bedroom, which I just finished spackling and taping. And she, Mrs. Finnelly, sanded it and got it ready for painting. And she's the painter in the family. And so I opened up the first gallon of Valspar, custom mixed for us in this particular color. And the inside of the rim of the 2008 paint was rusted, almost completely rusted through. Now, it's not like this paint was sitting in a barn that has lots of humidity. It was sitting inside the house since 2008, along with the other two cans, all three of them, Valspar. And the particular Valspar was Valspar Ultra. Now, I'm not sure if that was their best or worst. You know, I don't know if that was the top of the line or the bottom of the line, because Valspar today has Valspar Signature. Then they have another one called these are just interior models within the Valspar line. Valspar Signature, Valspar Simplicity, Valspar Ultra, Valspar Pro Express Coat, Valspar Interior High Gloss Enamel, Valspar The Perfect White, Valspar 2000, Valspar Ultra 4000, Valspar Door and Trim Enamel. Now, which one of those is their best? I have no clue. But we got the Valspar Ultra. They discontinued selling it at Lowe's for about, maybe 8 years. They just brought it back. So we had a new gallon mix to match. And, of course, it didn't. The young millennial who mixed the paint, I said, here's the old gallon of paint. Here is you can read the make model. You can read the label as to which colors it was tinted with. It's all right there. I wrote it down for her so she could read it without a magnifying glass. And she said, no, I'll just, painted this sample swatch with the paint. I'll match it. She matched it. And she put a little tiny, tiny, tiny dot in the corner. And Mrs. Finnelly said, I can't tell whether that matches or not. Well, it didn't match. So we had three cans of the old. We shook them up, painted it, and painted one wall 16 feet tall on two sections of scaffolding with a ladder on top of that. Took her all day to paint one wall. Is leaning and hanging over the end of the scaffolding. And she painted, and she missed a couple spots. So she touched it up. This was the new paint. She touched up with the old paint that was custom. The new paint was custom matched to the old. And now it looks like a leopard. And that's because the gal did not use the exact tinting that was used in 2008. She computer matched it. So I decided I had it because it took a whole day, and now we have a room with two colors, the old color and the new color, and it's supposed to match, and it doesn't. I'll tell you a little bit more about what happened when we come back, and I'll tell you this other phenomenon about the rust on the inside of the cans. I'd love to hear David's comments, see if he experienced the same thing. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Mrs. Finelli started with one wall, and it took a gallon of the new Valspar paint to cover one wall. And she missed a couple spots, and the gallon was gone. So she just touched it up a little bit with the exact computer match that this millennial at Lowe's made for us. And it didn't match. So now we have to do the wall again. And I was livid because it took her a whole day. It took Mrs. Finelli a whole day to do this. So I went to Lowe's with Mrs. Finelli, and I said, here's the swatch we brought in. Here is my record of what I wrote down for the millennial engineer paint mixer to mix for us. And here's what happened. And there was a middle-aged gal at Lowe's who was in the paint department. She said, oh, this doesn't match. So, yeah, it doesn't match. And she said, well, what would you like? And I said, I'd like you to make this right. And she said, what does that mean? And I said, well, to make this right, I need 2 gallons of paint. One old and one new. So that the old formula and the new formula, so we can touch it all up and we can have the 3 walls be one color and 1 wall be just similar, but not exactly a good match. And we can make it work if you'll give us 2 gallons. She said, I think I can do it. I'm so sorry. So that was the first time that a store employee actually apologized for the mistake of another one. And that, what I'm describing, is the high cost of ignorance. It costs us an extra day that we can never get back because this ignorant millennial at the Lowe's store doesn't know what she's doing. But the middle-aged gal did know how to do it. And she said, oh, she never should have done it that way. She never should have computer matched it. You had all the information here as to the base color and how much of each other color to add. It's all right here on the can. You have it right on this note that you wrote. It's all right here. And so that's what happened. But here's the rest of the story. The three cans that we used from 2008, I sealed, and I opened them up. And every one of them was rusted around the rim of the lid on the inside of the can. This paint was stored inside. Now, one thing that I do, and I want to describe the procedure, because this is about tips and the way we do things. When we're done painting, we hammer the lid back on right away. Wipe all the paint from around the lid and the rim of the can. Put a cloth over it, tap, tap, tap with a rubber mallet. Seal it and then turn it upside down so that paint coats the upper part of the lid, the seal, and everything. And then we turn it right back in the normal position, face down. The idea is to actually coat any possible air passages so the paint won't harden in the can. And it didn't. It was fine. But the inside rim rusted inside the can, not outside, not where the outside air contacts it, inside the can. All three cans were rusted. And that's 2008 paint, and we just used it. Now, you would think that, well, it's old, right? I've never seen this before. So in the studio last year, I painted what's called picture rail. You've heard of chair rail. Chair rail is, it protects the wall from chairs scuffing the wall. It's molding. It goes horizontally about 3 feet up from the floor. Picture rail is about a foot down from the ceiling. And you hang pictures from it on cables or ribbons or whatever you choose. It's the way it's done in Europe. So I painted the picture rail with Glidden satin finish white paint. That's the trim color in the studio, white. I opened the can. I used it last year. Same thing. This can, which only had maybe one-tenth of the volume used to paint the picture rail from a gallon can, is rusted the same way as the Valspar. David, we come back. I'd love to hear your comments. What do you think's going on? Do you think it's the ammonia in the paint? Because now paint smells like ammonia. It's asphyxiating when you paint. Even with the windows and doors open, it's asphyxiating. Can you imagine that? I've never seen that before. This is brand new. This is a new phenomenon. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Could another ISIS leader be dead? President Trump is claiming another big hit against the Islamic State, tweeting this morning that the most likely candidate to replace ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been, quote, terminated by American troops. But the president's offered no other details. Al-Baghdadi blew himself up in a tunnel in Syria on Saturday night after being confronted by U.S. forces. The National Security Council's top Ukraine expert is currently behind closed doors, testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. In his opening remarks, Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vindman says he didn't think it was appropriate to, quote, demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, referring to the president pushing for an investigation of former VP Joe Biden and Biden's son Hunter during a phone call with the president of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, you've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
David in Illinois is with us. He's a USA Prepares instructor. David, I was talking about paint cans rusting from the inside. I've never seen that before. Have you experienced anything like that?
No. No, not at all. Okay. Could it possibly be it breaking down in time? Or is it in this little V seal that you Is that what's rusted, or was the rust actually inside the paint can itself, the storage area?
Inside the paint can. So if you were to take the lid off, I'm talking about a metal can. Actually, they have hybrid cans now, plastic bottoms, and around the rim you'd hammer the metal round lid onto. So they make, I guess that's so that they don't rust through the bottom. But they are now rusting, the hybrid cans are rusting where the steel inside, the plated steel, on the inside, underneath the lid, inside the can is rusting to the point where I would say 3/4 of the inside rim has disintegrated to rust, and now it mixes with the paint. So when you go to use this paint, you now have chunks of rust, which used to be the can. I mean, I'm not saying particles of rust. I'm talking about chunks of rust inside the can, what used to be the rim. And even the can that was 2008 cans, all three of those rusted on the inside. But on the outside, they look perfect. You pick them up, they don't spill. It's when you take off the lid that you find out that the lid turns to rust, rust chunks, and mixes, falls right into the paint. Now you have to figure out how to get that out if you want to reuse the paint. Well, the paint that I used last year, which was Glidden paint, same thing. So it's Valspar and Glidden. One was a flat white wall paint. I'm sorry, flat off-white wall paint. And the other was a satin finish trim paint. Both rusted. Both smell like ammonia when you open the can. When you open the can new, it smells like ammonia. I think the paint is so corrosive that it eats the metal parts, especially the fumes on top of the paint. So if you have half a gallon left, the airspace has ammonia fumes in the top, you know, above the paint in the can. And I think it corrodes the can. And if you have 90% paint and 10% air volume in the can, the ammonia volatilizes in the can and eats the metal parts. And that's what's going on. So now I'm thinking I'm going to get a chance to go. I've had it. I've absolutely had it with all kinds of weird things. They've changed the formula of paint. So I'm going to go to the Chinese factory outlet today, and I'm going to say this can has 90% of its paint left, but I can't use it because the inside of the lid or the rim disintegrated to rust, and it mixed with the paint, and I'd like it replaced so I can paint another room. Now, shouldn't I be able to save the paint from one year to the next? Absolutely, because I know for a fact that we used to be able to store paint with the old formulas for decades if you didn't let it freeze. And it worked fine. Not anymore. New and improved. And I just can't wait to hear what they're going to tell me at the Chinese factory outlet when they say, well, Mr. Finelli, this is a year old. What do you expect? I can't wait to hear that. I might even raise my voice a little bit. I can't stand this.
Now,
it's a 100-mile round trip for me to go bring this to Springfield, Missouri. And so what I did was I looked up metal paint cans. How much does a 1-gallon metal paint can cost? Well, if you buy a case of 12 of them, they're only $4.65 each. You can, if you buy paint at Walmart, you can get a can and the paint for like $15. But an empty can is $4.65 if you buy a case of them. This is nuts. Any comments about where we're going? How about wood prices? Have you bought wood lately, David?
No. One of the engineers, which you would really like this guy. I mean, he lives the way you do, but that was way back. And he was buying, he would always tell me, buy wood anytime you can. And whenever we were at the farm sales, $18, $15 for a pickup load of wood. He said, you can never have enough. Never. I mean, I never seen somebody with so much wood on his property for his wood stoves. You know, I mean, always.
In England, a few years ago, there was a propane shortage and people were having a tough time getting fuel to heat their homes. And they're really not insulated all that well in Europe. I mean, they've got these stone buildings at a couple feet thick, and they're great heat sinks. And it's really hard to heat these old buildings. I'm talking about 300, 400-year-old buildings. And there was such a shortage of fuel that people were burning furniture and books for the BTU content. Literally, they found it was cheaper to buy books because nobody reads anymore and just throw them in the fire. Can you believe
that? Didn't they do that when several years back the whole grid went down and there was people out of power all the way up in Canada? They were burning furniture and everything they
yes.
possibly could find.
Yeah, yeah, and they were doing that in Superstorm Sandy. One of our instructors, his name is Linus Ertley, and he is a freelance or contractor type insurance appraiser or insurance adjuster, I should say, adjuster. And so he was hired to go, he gets hired to go to these major, major storm damage areas. And he said he couldn't believe it. People were burning their furniture to survive, literally burning their furniture. Now, there's not much that's more expensive made out of wood in a house than furniture. And that's what people were burning because they figured that was, you know, the only way they could survive. Now, on our farm here, our son, we've got a gooseneck trailer. It's 26 feet long. It's two axles. I think it's rated for, maybe 15,000 pounds, 18,000 pounds, something like that. And he bought a whole bunch of bundles of wood that nobody wants. And he'd haul them home. He's got, each bundle's between 1,000 and 2,000 pounds. Takes a front end loader to get them off. And our backyard looks like it's decorated with piles of wood. And that's because we're expecting an awful, awful winter. However, the weather report is now saying, or the meteorologist is saying, it's going to be just a normal winter. Well, we don't believe them at all, because they can't get tomorrow's weather right. They can't even get today's weather right. So we don't trust them.
I went to go outside to do work yesterday, and they said it wasn't raining.
My dad had an expression, and he used to say, I believe that as far as I can throw a piano. It's awful. I mean, when I look back at the 1950s, life was so much better. It really was. People trusted each other. People didn't lock their houses. Now you need to have locks on your wheels on your cars because people will steal your cars. Your wheels will steal your stereo. Somebody broke into my truck. I let my son borrow it. He went to the big city, and I had a small inverter, just like a 400-watt little tiny inverter fit in the palm of your hand. And it was on the floor of my truck. And somebody saw it, and they thought, you know what? That's worth breaking a window for. Broke my window to steal that. I was livid. I wish I saw that guy. I really do. So do you leave your doors open so they don't break the windows and steal your stuff?
Well, some people were leaving notes in their windows in the city saying, no radio, please just walk by. And they broke in them anyways and replied on their note, just checking. So it doesn't matter.
Our family had a cabin on top of a mountain in West Virginia back in the 90s. And this place was really hard to get to. And so we were working on the cabin on the weekends. And this was going to be where we retired before we thought about Missouri. And so we're working on it, and somebody broke the window, climbed in the cabin, you know, had their way with our cabin. So I took a .45 cartridge, and I tied it to a piece of string, and I put it on the back door window, and I put a note on it, and it was a spent case, .45 ACP. And the note said, the next one's for you. And do you know the place wasn't bothered again? True story. True story. Well, we talked about paint. Let me share something else. Interesting thing. I've been experimenting with light bulbs for many years. And I was wondering, if you screw a light bulb in with the, you know, you have the bulb in your hand and you screw it down into, like, let's say, a table lamp, you know, where the base is down and the glass is up. And we'll just talk about incandescent light bulbs, the old ones, you know, before Hillary had her way with the light bulb industry. So you screw it in, and the heat would rise from the filament going upward. And I wondered, what would happen if you turn the bulb sideways? Would it last longer or not? And what if it was upside down? If you screwed it in, you know, like in a fixture with the bulb, the glass part down and the base up. And then I thought, what about these compact fluorescent bulbs? Because they have electronics in them. They have you know, the equivalent of a ballast in the base of the compact fluorescent light bulb. And heat rises. So the base would get really hot of this light bulb, where the electronics is, if you put it in a can light upside down. And I found out that these, you know, you go to Costco or Sam's Club and they'd say compact fluorescent bulbs. You can get them for $6 a piece, maybe $10 initially, and 7-year life expectancy. And I would take a pencil and write on the base of, you know, the part of the electronics area, that plastic high temperature type base, what the date was when I installed it. And I find these darn things wouldn't last 7 years. It lasts maybe 1 year in an upside down position in a can light. And then I looked at other locations. So we have some that are horizontal, some that the base is down, some the base is up in the ceiling lights, the can lights. And here's the answer. So they last the longest if they're sideways. And this is any light, because heat rises. And the heat rises off the light, if they're sideways, the best. Second best is the base down. And the worst is when they're upside down. So how long do they last sideways? Well, I think about 15 years at least, because they're still going. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David's with us in Illinois. David, we're talking about banking and credit cards and fees and so forth. And I wanted to share with our class a term that I learned years ago. This is a banking term, and you've all heard it. I'm pretty sure it's called deadbeats. So, you know, a person can be referred to as a deadbeat. But deadbeat in banking vernacular is not what you think. It's what David was talking about. A deadbeat to a banker is someone in credit card banking. A deadbeat is someone who has a credit card account, one of those that does not have an annual fee. That's what we have, one that does not have an annual. By the way, I'm a deadbeat. Mrs. Finelli is a deadbeat. Everyone in our family is a deadbeat. And I'm pretty darn sure David is too. And let me tell you why we're deadbeats. Because a deadbeat to a banker is someone who has a credit card with no annual fee, someone who pays it off every month, and someone who doesn't get charged interest and fees and penalties. That's a deadbeat to a banker. Someone they can't skim money from through their policies and procedures and fee schedules. So I'm a deadbeat. David, are you a deadbeat?
Yeah, I don't have any credit cards anymore. I'm sorry. They took them away because I didn't have a balance, so they took them away.
Yeah. Well, they do not want... Well, yeah. Yeah, you're... You know, class, you may think that David's kidding. He did not have a balance, so they took them away. Now, you might think he's kidding. It happened to me, too. I had a credit card that was I don't know the issuer of the, you know, which bank used it, but it was a General Motors credit card. And the more you used it, the more points you would get. The more points you would get, you could use those points to buy a brand new General Motors vehicle, something I would never do. So I didn't use the card. So the credit limit might have been $10,000. And by the time they were done with me, because I didn't use it very often, my credit limit was $300. And I called him up and I said, what am I supposed to do with this credit card? I can't use a credit card with a $300 limit. I'm going to be bumping up against it and you're going to be charging me over limit fees all the time. And this is when gasoline was $4 or diesel was $4 or $4.79 a gallon. So I'd get two tanks of diesel and I'd be against over the limit. So I didn't use the card. So what did they do? They took it away from us. Just as David said. No kidding, David. What you said is, you know, people might think, well, you abused the card and that's why they took it away from you. They took it away from you because you didn't use it.
Yeah, they told me exactly I didn't use it. And they said I didn't qualify for it because I'm not using it. And I'm like, you're kidding. Fine, I don't care. It's not no big deal to me. Just now, I met some recent individuals asking them about their credit, you know, and what do they do about credit cards. And a lot of these people say, I don't care. I owe over $100,000 on my car. I'm like, how in the world can you... I mean, that is unbelievable.
When I was growing up, you could buy three really nice houses for that. Maybe four. Yeah. Maybe five.
I'm like, my God, I'd go crazy. They'd probably have to put me in the hospital. I'd worry about that. So over $100,000. Man.
Yeah.
And that seems common.
Okay, so are we talking about the GDP? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
David, do you find that it's amazing how little people know about so much?
I'm surprised, and I used to try to help and tell people in the store do this or that, but I'm tired of getting chewed out because they either didn't know or I didn't push the issue and help them enough. I'm like, don't, you know, fine, do whatever. You know.
All right, let's talk about something. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Some of them people will actually have nerve to call back and track me down and go and get mad at me.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about something really simple. I'm hanging a ceiling fan this afternoon. I want to get the scaffolding out of the bedroom, and so I bought a ceiling fan. It's made by Hunter. It's called Silent Breeze. I had to buy a used one because that's really a nice fan. It looks nice. It's got great bearings, and it really is quiet. So I bought three of them when we first built our house. Lowe's couldn't wait to get rid of them. They're $48 a piece, so I bought three of them. I needed four of them. So I found two on the Internet, just like it, used, in really great condition. So I bought two of them. I had to clean them up, and I'm going to hang them. The reason I'm telling you this is we're not making products as well as we used to, so I had to buy used ones. Well, when you hang a ceiling fan, typically, you just screw it into the light fixture. You can't do that. That's why they fall down. Because the light fixture boxes were never designed to hold the weight of a ceiling fan. And that's why people get hurt when the ceiling fans break from their mount in the ceiling. You need
I had to replace mine with steel.
Right. You need to have a steel box. It needs to be secured into like a 2x6 in the ceiling, attached and glued and screwed to the joist. That's what you need to do. Hey, David, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Class, we'll see you tomorrow.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.